Browns losing to the Philadelphia Eagles yesterday. 20-16 was the final score. Again, Browns fans are angry. Browns fans are getting angry about facts. I said yesterday in the Browns postgame show, it's a game, you know, Browns had a chance to win the game. Somebody called in, how can you possibly say the Browns had a chance to win the game? Did you not watch the game? Something like that. It was a four-point game. And all they had to do is get a stop and get the ball and maybe go score. Right? You had a chance to win the game. It's a four-point game. You had a chance. Yet, they didn't. You have a quarterback who was not good in the first half. You have an offense that has not scored more than 18 points. You have a team that hasn't scored more than 18 points in a game this year. You have an offense that in six games has scored seven touchdowns. Three on the opening drives. Think about that. Four touchdowns by the offense this year in something other than the opening drives. Dano, it's miserable.
Your quarterback hasn't thrown for over 200 yards in any given game.
All season.
Mm-hmm. They're dreadful. I'm sorry. I would love to give you more analysis. I just don't know how much is there. This offense is repugnant. It's unwatchable.
It's a good word.
It's horrid. Like, it hurts your football-loving soul to watch. It's not even an offense that you look at and say, oh, it's setting football back. No, it's not even a football offense. It is so horrid. There's no other way to put it. And the problem that we're going to be in the midst of is the fact that everybody has one person that they hate, one thing they agree on, and one thing they don't. That's where we are right now. The one thing we hate and we can all agree on is the fact that the offensive line is playing poorly, and I don't think it's going to get a whole hell of a lot better in a short period of time.
No, and it keeps getting beat up.
Yep. It is sounding like Nick Harris is probably going to be done for the year. Again, Kevin Stefanski going to be speaking at 12:30. That is not official yet, but it does not sound optimistic for Nick Harris. Okay, so now your second string center is down. Ethan Posick was out this week. I think he's on IR. Did they move to IR?
I don't believe so.
I don't believe so either. But he doesn't sound too good. You had Michael Dunn playing center.
And he did a very commendable job.
He did.
I mean, all the talk about the change in the offensive line coach, hard to think I've held off on this. Hard to think it hasn't had an impact. But I can't blame everything on an offensive line coach. There have been injuries. Maybe the line has become old. You've had guys come in and out.
Undersized.
All I know is this, and let's go big picture here.
Yeah.
Okay? The team has not scored, well, here are the points by games. 17, 18, 15, 16, 13, 16. They're averaging just under 16 points a game. And that's with the defense and special teams scoring touchdowns.
Mm-hmm.
The offense has scored seven touchdowns.
It is.
That's big picture.
It is one of the worst offenses I have ever watched in my life.
You're 1-5.
It looks like, and it's not getting better. That's the thing that is the most concerning.
Well,
this has not gotten better.
No, it hasn't.
It hasn't clicked more. There's no relationship that's built between quarterback and wide receiver. And you can scream the drops or something to it. Fine. I think everybody's at fault, folks. I know everybody's going to yell about Watson and say that it's his fault. Yeah, he's got some of the blame in this. The line is horrid.
Without question.
The receivers are dropping stuff. And we finally found some semblance of a run game. And the play calling has been shaky at best. And I think maybe to some of you are going to take that and think that that's not harsh enough. Because after the whole Cedric Tillman, Jameis Winston play call that got everybody all hot in a biscuit, like...
Yeah, but guess what?
It's been shaky.
Right. If it worked, it's a different narrative. I didn't like the play call. You bring Jameis in, you know it's going to be something, either a sneak or something weird. I don't know. Let's go really big picture here, okay?
Okay.
We talked about the need for change before the Eagles game.
Right.
Well, now if you don't change... If you don't make changes now, well, then there's really something silly going on. Okay. There's if you don't make changes now, there's really something silly going on. The first change that I think needs to be made. No, it's not all his fault. How do you change things most easily with an offense? You change the quarterback.
Yep.
Jameis Winston needs to play against Cincinnati.
I agree with you.
He needs to start.
I agree with
against
you.
Against Cincinnati.
I agree with you. The quarterback, I've always...
And not that Jameis is the answer, but Deshaun has not been good. I mean, let's just face it. He's not been good.
Somebody once told me that a franchise quarterback is the deodorant of an offense. And by that, I mean is a franchise quarterback comes in and could clean up all of the ugliness that's in front of him and could clean up the smell and make it better. That's what it was always been compared to by me is that, you know, those great quarterbacks can step in and, hey, the offensive line's a little shaky. Okay, I'll get the ball out faster. We'll work around that. I'll slide protections with my eyes, all of that kind of stuff. Hey, the receivers are a little bit hairy. Okay, let me make sure I've got the ball on target. We're figuring this out. That's how it's always been described to me. And I've always thought that that made a lot of sense when it came to franchise quarterback. That's not here. And I don't know if it's because of Watson's inability to be the deodorant of that offense or this offense is too stinky for deodorant. I don't know. But, boy, I want to see somebody else in there.
They need to play Jameis Winston. They need to start him. And they need to put Deshaun on the bench. Sorry. That's just the way this is.
Agreed.
I know everything else involving the quarterback. At some point, you lose complete credibility with the team and your fan base if you don't make a move. The second, if you're not going to change quarterbacks, you must change offensive coordinator. Last year, with a different offensive coordinator, this looked better. If you're not, and I don't think that that's the move to make. I think the move to make is quarterback. If you're not going to change the quarterback, well, then you must change the offensive coordinator or the play caller. Those are the moves to make. 1, 2, 3, and I say play caller third because Kevin has shown us that he's a good play caller. That's happened in the past. We've seen it. We saw it last year with Deshaun Watson. And the fourth move to make, which I couldn't disagree with more, would be if someone were to say change the head coach. Kevin's, I think, a fine NFL head coach. He has shown that. Is he perfect? No. Very few guys are.
None of them are.
There are four options of things that can change. And I would not change head coach. I think that's silly. I wouldn't change play caller, but I could understand it. I could change offensive coordinator, and I would definitely change quarterback. I'm sorry. If not, and Dan, we talked about this big picture-wise last week. There's a reason that they're playing Deshaun Watson and playing him to the detriment of everybody else on the team right now. And I has he been the only problem? No, not at all. However, whoever's making the call that he's got to be the guy out there needs to be open-minded about what's going on here. If it's ownership that's insisting that you play this guy, well, how do you like 1-5? If it's the deep thinkers in the front office, well, are you going to take the hit or are you going to allow your head coach to take the hit if this doesn't work? And if it's the head coach and he fears for his job, somebody needs to tell him you're not going to lose your job if you make a change at quarterback. I hate to say it because we all so want it to work out. At the very least, put him on the bench, give Jameis the start. Not that Jameis is the answer to anything, but he's your next best option. He's the next guy up and see if it doesn't fix anything. And if it does, then let Deshaun sit and watch. You got to pay him. You don't have to play him.
Let me back up your thought here with a great tweet that was sent out by Mitchell Schwartz, the former.
Oh, I read this one.
The former right tackle.
I read this one.
The Browns won a Super Bowl with the Colts, right?
Chiefs. Saw the
Chiefs. Thank you. Saw the tweet that Zach Jackson set out saying Stefanski asked if he will stick with Deshaun Watson. Answer being yes. Mitchell Schwartz. It's incredibly, we'll say, cruddy to do this to the rest of the team. Joel Bitonio is out there every week playing through who knows what and has to wreck his body when they have no chance of being good because of the quarterback. Myles Garrett is playing in pain every week. Feel for everyone else there. That's a dude who has blocked for a lot of really crummy quarterbacks.
And And some pretty good ones.
And some, and exactly.
One in particular.
One is going to the Hall of Fame. But that's a guy who's been in that locker room. That is a guy who understands.
That's a guy who knows what he's looking at.
Exactly. And again, it's not all on Watson. Please don't call up and start screaming at us about that. But it's a lot easier to change one guy than it is to swap out five guys.
And that's the point.
And the five guys you put in, there is no way in hell are better than the five guys that are out there.
That's the point. I'm not blaming Deshaun Watson.
He has some of the blame.
Well, sure he does, but not all. But I'm not blaming him. It's not all on him. But is he playing well? No.
No.
What's the easiest move to make here to try and get a different look and a different outcome? It's changed the quarterback, and the time has come.